Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
uBlox launches UBX M10150-KB and Max M10N firmware upgradable meter-level GNSS with up to 50% lower power consumption. uBlox has announced the launch of the UBX M10150-KB chip and the Max M10N module, the first M10 platform GNSS hardware with firmware upgradability. The new SPG5.3U firmware introduces low-energy accurate positioning leap mode, reducing power consumption by up to 50% while maintaining superior accuracy. Designed for battery-powered devices, the chip offers ultra-low power consumption of just 8 milliwatts in continuous tracking. The firmware also adds data logging and geofencing functions, making the products ideal for vehicle, people, and pet tracking, as well as wearable applications. The new hardware provides a future-proof solution with firmware upgradability for ongoing performance enhancements and new functionality. Both products include lifetime access to AssistNow predictive orbits and live orbits for improved positioning performance. The UBX M10150KB and Max M10N, running SPG5.3D firmware, are available as engineering samples now and will be fully available later in October 2025.
Go fund yourself spotlights two high-growth innovators, ChopChop and Naki, take center stage in episode 11. Go Fund Yourself, airing on Cheddar TV, offers a unique platform for early-stage companies to secure capital, community, and validation. In episode 11, airing October 16th, ChopChop and Naki will showcase their innovative visions. ChopChop aims to revolutionize restaurant economics with a subscription-based delivery solution, while Naki is pioneering neural interface technology for hands-free device control. Unlike traditional pitch shows, Go Fund Yourself invites public participation, democratizing the funding process. With experienced CEOs and investors providing strategic insight, the show is reshaping startup funding by focusing on traction and market visibility. Founders seeking national exposure and public backing can apply to be featured on the show, while viewers can catch up on previous episodes online.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, expands warehouse lending capacity to $25 million to support rapid growth. Beeline Holdings, a fast-growing digital mortgage platform, has expanded its warehouse lending capacity from $5 million to $25 million. This move is aimed at accelerating revenue growth and loan origination volume. The company's existing $5 million line with First Funding has increased to $15 million, with new $5 million facilities added from Customers Bank and North Point Bank. With warehouse lines turning about three times per month, Beeline can now originate up to $75 million in monthly loans to meet rising demand ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts.
Mission IR News Breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, reimagines the game through tech-enhanced craftsmanship. Newton Golf Company, Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker NWTG, is revolutionizing the game of golf by integrating technology with traditional craftsmanship. By incorporating precision engineering, data-driven design, and advanced materials into their clubs and accessories, Newton Golf is helping golfers of all skill levels improve their game. The company's focus on innovation and high-tech materials ensures that each club maximizes energy transfer, increases ball speed, and optimizes launch conditions. Newton Golf's commitment to applying Newtonian principles to its design process creates precision-engineered clubs that deliver unmatched stability, control, and performance. To learn more about Newton Golf Company, Inc., visit their website at www.newtongolfir.com.
Investor News Breaks. Heartbeam, Inc. Beat, combining portability and precision to redefine future of cardiac care. Heartbeam, Inc., Trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT is revolutionizing cardiac care with its portable, credit card-sized device and proprietary software. This technology captures heart signals in three dimensions and reconstructs them into a full synthesized 12-lead ECG. The company's recent Valid ECG study results highlight the potential for earlier intervention, fewer hospitalizations, and faster responses to arrhythmias. With 13 U.S. and 4 international patents, HeartBeam is poised to redefine the future of patient-centered cardiac care by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website.
Tech Media Breaks. Supercom Ltd. secures second electronic monitoring contract in Utah. Supercom Ltd., a global provider of secure e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured a new electronic monitoring contract with a second sheriff's agency in Utah. The agency will deploy Supercom's Pure Security TM suite to upgrade its offender monitoring programs, replacing legacy technology. This marks Supercom's second sheriff's agency partnership in Utah and further expands its nationwide footprint among law enforcement and public safety agencies adopting its next-generation EM platform. Beyond outsourcing, the ROI of nearshore software development in a global market. Nearshore software development is no longer just about cost-cutting, it's a strategic lever for companies. With labor rates 30 to 50% lower than major tech hubs, companies can save on operational costs and streamline recruitment. By partnering with a nearshore provider like Parallel Staff, companies can reallocate resources to innovation and development. Nearshore teams operate in aligned time zones, allowing for real-time collaboration and faster time to market. This model also bridges cultural and communication gaps, ensuring seamless integration. Access to specialized talent pools and domain expertise is a key advantage of nearshore development. The flexibility and scalability of the nearshore model future-proof companies' development strategies, ensuring continuous innovation and long-term growth.
Top FinOps and cloud governance solutions to watch in 2025. In 2025, the FinOps and cloud cost governance space is expanding well beyond raw dashboards and spreadsheets. Eight standout solutions to consider include Point5, a cloud efficiency posture management platform focusing on continuous efficiency optimization. Spot by NetApp operates at the intersection of cost optimization and infrastructure automation, offering AI/ML cost ops. Emma provides a multi-cloud governance platform aligning cloud operations, cost optimization, and accountability. FinOut offers unified cost observability and planning, while Vantage provides developer-centric FinOps with AI support. AnglePoint offers consulting services blending FinOps and ITAM, and Ternary unifies cost visibility, allocation, and forecasting across multiple cloud platforms.
Sabi Data Centers increases power capacity at major campuses. Sabi Data Centers, a leading data center developer, owner, and operator, is increasing power capacity at several of its flagship campuses. Additional capacity, including 8 megawatts available now in the Pacific Northwest, is set to come online in the coming months. Sabi is delivering reliable, scalable, and energy-efficient infrastructure solutions to meet the growing demand from enterprises and hyperscale customers. The company has announced new power availability at various campuses, such as SDC Columbia, SDC Seattle, SDC Manhattan, SDC Ashburn, SDC Austin, and SDC Umatilla. Tim Mirick, president of Sabi Data Centers, emphasized the importance of providing flexible and accessible power and space to customers across their portfolio, ensuring secure and sustainable options for immediate needs and long-term growth. Sabi's strategic investments and commitment to renewable energy sourcing demonstrate their readiness to support the next wave of innovation in the digital infrastructure space. Gilat secures $42 million in orders from leading satellite operator for multi-orbit SkyEdge 4 platform. Gilat Satellite Networks Ltd. announced $42 million in orders from a leading satellite operator for its multi-orbit SkyEdge 4 platform. These orders will expand global deployment of the platform, popular for in-flight connectivity, maritime mobility, enterprise broadband, and cellular backhaul. The growing demand for global connectivity is fueling investment in satellite infrastructure, Ron Levin, president of GLAT's commercial division, emphasized the confidence satellite operators have in GLAT's technology. The SkyEd Edge 4 platform enables operators to meet the increasing demand for high-speed broadband globally, supporting the evolution of the connected world. GLAT is a global provider of satellite-based broadband communications, offering solutions for critical connectivity across commercial and defense applications.
RMX Industries signs definitive agreement for up to $50 million contingent capital facility. RMX Industries, Inc. has signed a definitive agreement for an up to $50 million contingent capital facility with ATW Partners. This financing is intended to support RMX's growth, product development, customer programs, and go-to-market execution. CEO Carl Kitt expressed that this funding will provide the flexibility needed to accelerate opportunities and drive disciplined growth. The proceeds will enhance RMX's platforms, advance product development, expand customer programs, and provide working capital flexibility for future opportunities. ATW Partners, a New York-based investment firm, provides flexible capital to companies with large market potential and experienced leadership teams. RMX, a technology company specializing in data compression and video optimization, aims to transform how organizations handle visual data with its proprietary technology. This agreement is subject to various closing conditions, with more details to be included in the company's upcoming Form 1U.
Cellebrite expands market reach with innovations in agentic AI, cloud, and device virtualization for the company's autumn 2025 release. Cellebrite, a global leader in digital investigative solutions, announced its autumn 2025 release with new integrations and capabilities. The release includes Corellium technology through a reseller agreement, offering ARM-based mobile virtualization for digital intelligence solutions. Innovations in the release include the Guardian Suite with SaaS offerings for digital forensics and analytics, as well as new capabilities for Android and iOS devices. Cellebrite also launched Guardian for enterprises and service providers, along with a new AWS GovCloud deployment option for Pathfinder. The addition of Corellium Solutions provides mobile vulnerability research and application security testing. Cellebrite's technology is used in over 1.5 million investigations globally each year, supporting various investigations while ensuring compliance with regulatory requirements. Investor news breaks. Westvault Mining Inc., TSXV-UDU-VMDF, featured on latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. Westvault Mining Inc., a development stage gold company, is featured on the latest episode of the Mining Newswire podcast. CEO and COO Sandy McVie outlined the company's mission to protect shareholder investment through a disciplined approach to value creation and sustainable growth. Westvault is committed to maximizing shareholder value through its low-risk golden ground strategy, focusing on acquiring, advancing, holding, and selling high-quality development gold projects in favorable jurisdictions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact and brand awareness.
Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLN, expands warehouse lending capacity to $25 million to support rapid growth. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, has expanded its warehouse lending capacity from $5 million to $25 million in order to support rapid growth. The company's existing $5 million line with first funding has increased to $15 million, with new $5 million facilities added from Customers Bank and North Point Bank. With warehouse lines turning about three times per month, Beeline can now originate up to $75 million in monthly loans. This expansion comes amid rising demand ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core.
DuPont Board clears spin-off of electronics unit, Qnity, capping years-long portfolio overhaul. DuPont de Nemours has announced the approval of the separation of its electronics segment into a new publicly traded company, Qnity Electronics. shareholders will receive 1 share of Qnity stock for every 2 shares of DuPont stock they own. Qnity common stock will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker Q. When issued, trading will begin October 27 under the temporary symbol QWI, and regular trading is set to start November 3. The move is part of DuPont's effort to streamline its portfolio and focus on specialty industrial businesses. Qnity will focus on serving the semiconductor, display, and advanced materials markets, inheriting DuPont's electronics technologies. The separation is expected to benefit from the rising global demand for artificial intelligence, electric vehicles, and advanced computing.
WEF calls for systems thinking to leverage energy nexus. The World Economic Forum is urging leaders to adopt systems leadership, a collective approach that views energy as the backbone connecting water, food, health, and environmental stability. Fragmented decision-making keeps policies disjointed and limits progress towards sustainable development goals. Coordinated action will offer the best chance to balance human welfare, environmental protection, and economic prosperity within a single coherent energy future. When such a systems approach is widely adopted, entities like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ, could willingly work towards a more sustainable future.
Pelage Pharmaceuticals secures $120 million to advance regenerative hair growth therapy. Pelage Pharmaceuticals, a biotechnology company in Los Angeles, has secured $120 million in Series B financing to advance its regenerative hair growth therapy. The funding, co-led by Arch Venture Partners and GV, will support the development of PP405, a topical small molecule designed to reactivate dormant hair follicle stem cells. Pelage aims to offer a first-in-class solution for hair loss, with its lead candidate currently in Phase 2A clinical trials. CEO Daniel Gill, PhD, a veteran scientist from Amgen and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, leads the company in merging research with drug development. With Kathy Friedman from GV as chair of the board, Pelage is poised to make strides in the $10 billion global hair restoration market, standing out for its small molecule approach to regenerative medicine. Rhea Vaidya joins Chaotic Neutral Studios as art director for Be Like Me, a visually bold new music video. Rhea Vaidya has joined Chaotic Neutral Studios as art director for the visually bold new music video Be Like Me. Directed by Nelson Estevez and produced by Darsh Thacker, the project explores identity and authenticity through symbolic design. Vaidya's artistic approach reimagines physical space with honey-based textures and reflective surfaces to evoke transformation. Her role includes developing visual motifs, managing reflective staging, and ensuring visual continuity. Chaotic Neutral Studios, known for collaborative ethos and authentic visual language, continues to elevate emerging voices in the independent film and music video landscape. CEO Darsh Thacker praises Vaidya's creative insight and discipline, stating that her design sensibility transforms conceptual ideas into emotionally resonant visuals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.